The Word of God for this Sunday presents to us the theme of whispers. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah speaks of one kind of whispers, those coming from his enemies. He says, "I hear the whispering of many. Denounce. Let us denounce him. Perhaps he will be trapped. Then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him." These are one set of whispers. The other kind of whispers, on the other hand, are those that come from the Lord himself. He just said in the gospel, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." Here we have two kinds of voices reaching out to us. One infusing fear and confusion, and the other one coming from the Lord, offering what we can imagine the Lord offers, life and grace. Now the question for us this Sunday is, who are we paying attention to? This would be a good exercise for the week, if you're not doing it already, to pay careful attention to our thoughts and discern, identify the whispers that go on in our minds throughout the day. Where are they coming from? Are they coming from the enemy of our souls or from God? The tempter usually says things like, "Well, you know what? You want to do the right thing, but it's not worth it. No one does it anymore." Or, "You know, you are beyond help. You can try, but it's gonna be always the same. You are alone. No one cares." That is a true enemy of our souls. God instead inspires in us the following: "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. I am your father. My grace and favor are enough. Trust me, trust in me." See, if we really examine the pattern of our thoughts, we will be surprised at how often we hear these two kinds of whispers in our lives. And again, the question is, whose voice are we believing? In whom are we placing our trust? The good news today, the good news of the gospel, is that we are not dealing with equal forces here. God's voice is louder. God's voice is victorious. He conquered death and has revealed to us the true nature of the enemy's whispers. They are lies. God speaks to us the truth about us and about others, a truth that makes us live, that saves us. And this is what Jeremiah announced in the first reading. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. Now, there's a second step here that we are also invited to make. The first one, again, is that we hear God's voice speaking to us in our conscience, that we believe it since it is telling us truth. That is the first step. The second step, on the other hand, is that we share with others the truth that we hear in our conscience. Oftentimes, we know what the right thing to do is. God is telling it to us. In our frailty, however, sometimes we keep it to ourselves and choose to do instead what is convenient or popular to do. And the Lord Jesus in the gospel is actually not just inviting us to share what he speaks to us with others, but to shout it on the housetops with conviction, with confidence. In a world like ours, speaking the truth will likely have its consequences, and it will be challenging. But the Lord also tells us, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, I invite us to ask the Lord for a listening heart that we may learn to discern his voice from that of the enemies, and that we believe it and share it with others. He promised us that he will never deprive of his guidance those whom he has set firm on the foundation of his love.